Law enforcement agencies in Salt Lake County seized 31 pounds of heroin in a series of busts from February through July of this year. But as KUER's Whitney Evans reports, cracking down on the drug trade is complicated and could have some negative consequences.
Officials say the demand for heroin in Utah is a public health crisis. Drug cartels operating from Mexico are bringing significant volumes of the drug into the state. The latest series of busts led to 21 arrests, accompanied by charges that range from distribution and racketeering to money laundering. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes praised efforts of the Metro Narcotics Task Force, which is a collaboration between the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's Salt Lake City office and nine Salt Lake Valley law enforcement agencies.
The tangible result of all of our combined efforts is the major disruption of trafficking narcotics and deterring those criminal enterprises from operating in our state.
But Salt Lake City Police Chief Chris Burbank told reporters that putting an estimated $2.6 million dent in the region's heroin trade has the effect of inflating the price of the drug.
As the price goes up, I mean, the comment was made, right? No, that just means they're going to commit more crimes in order to get it. You can't just turn a heroin addiction off.
West Valley City Police Chief Lee Russo says it's a risk law enforcement must take as part of a larger, holistic approach to tackling the problem.
We're celebrating a small success here today, but the problem continues. And I agree with the chiefs, I agree with the attorney generals and district attorney, that we have to look at this problem in two facets. One, from an effective enforcement and prosecution model, but also from a public health area. We have to look at addicts and how do we prevent and break the cycle.
Heroin distribution spiked in Utah after law enforcement agencies cracked down on prescription drug abuse. Many addicts turned to heroin, which is cheaper and more widely available. Whitney Evans, KUER News.